Today is Tuesday, December 10th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Dewey Decimal System Day and National Lager Day. That's it. Just two. Lager is not, I'm not much of a beer person, but I can drink beer socially. If we're at a thing and everyone's having a beer, I can have a beer. Or in those situations where we're at a restaurant and they have a beer flight or something, so you can try different varieties. Or let's say you're on a tour. When we were in, I'm trying to think. I'm assuming, and Mark hated this tour guide, but when we were in Belgium, he really did not like this. And this was, he selected this tour, this particular tour guide. It was a food tour, but one of the stops on the food tour was a brewery in Belgium, and they're really big into the beer in Belgium. He didn't like the tour guide because he felt like we didn't get a full food tour experience. You'd have to ask him. He said they were not large enough portions. We didn't have enough variety. We didn't really go into any restaurants. We kind of did food trucks and whatever. We didn't sit at tables when we went. A lot of food tours that we go on, when there's a group, they will have reserved tables and you'll sit down and they'll bring food out to you and then you'll go to the next restaurant. This was not like that. This was us and one and the tour guide. It was just the two of us. Bottom line, Mark did not enjoy it, but he did have a brewery, and so he brought out a flight of beer and we got to try each of the various flavors. And, you know, we do that, but I'm not much of a beer drinker. I wouldn't select beer normally unless I'm on a food tour or I'm doing it socially or something like that. Sometimes if I want to drink something alcoholic and there's not a good choice and maybe I don't want a cocktail, I might do a cider, or if there's a beer that looks sweeter, then I might try it out. But generally speaking, no. Generally speaking, I'm not going to do it. So I'm recording this on a Monday, as per usual, and we already did our grocery shopping. So that's a good thing. Most things that are chore-ish, I don't enjoy doing. So it's not like I enjoy grocery shopping. But the part that I really don't like about, if I had a list and someone said, just go to the grocery store and pick up everything on this list. Like, okay, fine. That's fine. What I don't enjoy about grocery shopping is decision fatigue, because I plan the meals for us. I've talked about this before. I plan the meals for us. And so I have to decide, oh, are we going to have a steak this week? Are we going to have chili this week? Are we going to have spaghetti this week? What are we going to have for the week? And I should be organized enough to plan this maybe weeks in advance and have a list or have rotating, but I just have it all in my head. And when we go to the grocery store, I think, well, this is what we had last week. I'll try to do a little variety. We didn't have lettuce wraps last week, so we'll have lettuce wraps this week. I do have some go-to recipes that I feel like are quick, easy, pretty much within my calorie budget while I'm counting calories, and Mark can tolerate them. That's the, you know, because I don't know. I don't know what he likes. It's very hard to know what he likes when I'm cooking, because he tells me he likes everything. That is not always true, but he just doesn't want to start any sort of, because I'm not good at taking criticism, as we know. Although now that I'm on all these antidepressant drugs, maybe I'll be criticism. Psh, criticize me all you want. I can take it. But anyway, So I do that, but going to the and today I normally will come home. I'll record Geeky Gay. Mark will do whatever workout he's doing, and then we will go to the store around 6:15 or something. And traffic has died down a little bit by then. But I was not in the mood to come home and then go back to the grocery store. So I texted him at 4:40, let's say. And I said, hey, are you okay meeting at the grocery store? Well, he was going to do his run. He was assuming he was going to have time to work out. And I said, well, if you already had plans, that's fine. I can either do the grocery shopping without you, or forget it. We'll just forget my idea. I can come home and we can. He said, no, that's fine. I'll meet you at Walmart. So we met at Walmart. Traffic was horrible. But anyway, we did our grocery shopping. There was a person, and I hate this, but there was a person who I was going down the lane, the aisle for, I was going the correct direction down the aisle. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this, but a lot of parking lots, the lanes or the aisles are one way. And so you go up one, down another, up one, down another. The ones on the end, a lot in the middle maybe, are two-way, but the ones kind of in between that tend to be one-way. And so I'm going the correct direction, and this car comes out of nowhere from another lane in between cars that were parked. So I didn't see him. And he was going super fast. He came within a foot, probably, of running into the front of my car. I was so irritated. But anyway, he didn't. And then he's like sitting there and like waving me on. And I'm frowning at him as I drive past. But we were able to do our grocery shopping. I had a prescription ready, my anti-crazy pills. So got those, did our grocery shopping. By the way, I'm feeling maybe 85% now. I still don't know exactly what was wrong with me, because I never really had cough or runny nose, and I didn't really have a fever. I took my temperature, there was no fever, but I just felt tired. A little tiny little bit of a sore throat, but I mean a tiny little bit, not hardly nothing at all, and a little bit of stomach upset. But I don't know. I'm feeling, you know, I'm still a little tired. Gary asked in the Discord, the level 13 Discord for Mix Minus, how I was feeling. It was the Pride 48 Discord. Because I announced on Friday that we were not doing the mix, and he responded and said, how are you feeling? And I didn't see that. I'm so sorry, Gary. But I'm feeling better. 85%, we'll say. So, I think, like I said, I think I mostly finished recording for the weekend, but, or giving you guys a weekend update, because we didn't do much this weekend. I did. And I can't remember if I mentioned it on the show, but if I did, I'm going to mention it again. I was thinking about what to get my parents for Christmas. And I was thinking, you know, who needs stuff? Like, people don't need stuff. It's just, but I struggle getting experiences for my parents because I never know what they're going to want. But my mom, lots of times she says, oh, we need to do a vacation together again. And I always go, oh, yeah, that'd be great. But I don't really talk because, you know, I don't want to put Mark. Mark is not 100% comfortable around my parents. And we do occasionally go on vacation with them, but I don't want to do it too often. But I was thinking to myself, these mega ships that Royal Caribbean has, which I love, pretty much only do the short-haul Caribbean cruises now. So I could do like a three-night cruise. Take my parents, Mark and I, my parents, maybe even my brother and his wife. We could go on a three-day cruise. And it's only three. You can get them for as little as $300 per person, which I would spend that on my parents for Christmas anyway. So I'm, and win-win for me, because I love cruises, and it would just be a long weekend, probably. So I'm thinking about doing something like that. I don't know if I should ask them first. I'm not going to buy it, but I don't know if I should ask them before I write on a card, "You're going on a cruise," if I should ask if they would be interested in a cruise. But surely they would enjoy a cruise. They went on a river cruise, and they liked it. I don't know. I didn't finish yesterday, but maybe we'll finish that tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.